Every year, the Black History Committee puts on one heck of a shindig to honor the culture's rich history in Tampa. In between lively gospel music, speakers regaled memories of growing up in the African-American communities of Tampa.
Actually, Tampa in 1959 was one of the first cities in the South to form a biracial committee. And from that committee emerged eventually the City of Tampa Office of Community Relations.
That's Fred Hearns, a member of the City of Tampa Black History Committee.
Under Mayor Greco in the 1960s, that office began to really get involved in its mission, which was to promote good race relations in the City of Tampa.
From there, Hearns said the conditions only got better. In the late 80s, under former Tampa Mayor Sandra Friedman, community organizers pulled together the first Black History Celebration.
He tried to select employees from the various city departments to get some good representation across the board. He was able to do so, and they began having those programs. And I remember I was there the very first one in city council chambers. Eventually, the program outgrew city council chambers.
Each year, students are invited from neighboring schools. Last year, students from the Rampello Downtown Partnership K-8 Schools Band performed, and other students hosted the Living History Display. Harold Scott is one of the members of the Black History Committee.
But even more important, they have taken away from these events a better understanding of who we are and as Tampanians and Americans.
The celebration, held every February in honor of Black History Month, also honors prominent African-American members of the community. This year, Janet and Marvin Martin were honored for work with the city in furthering race relations. Betty Green Johnson was awarded for her work as a city employee for more than 35 years. And Perry Harvey Jr. received an award posthumously as the first African-American to serve on Tampa City Council. The Black History Committee also chose a Lifetime Achievement winner, introduced by Tampa City Clerk Shirley Fox Knowles.
Mr. Bowden was a 36-year employee of the City of Tampa, working first with the Model City Program, and later held administrative positions with the Department of Community Services.
Well, it means that what we started 25 years ago has really prospered. And we have some very, very good people that are working, that are very hardworking and dedicated. And I just appreciate what they're doing. And it also gives a good indication that the Black History Month program has made a significant impact.
After receiving his award and posing for dozens of photos, Bowden said one of his fondest memories is being invited to a Thanksgiving dinner at Donatello's restaurant and being able to continue that tradition for families in need.
And it's just a good, good feeling to see the young folk, when they come in to a four-star restaurant, their eyes light up. They're being served by waiters with the tux on, and then we also get some of the former NFL players to come and interact with them.
Bowden was received by a standing ovation by hundreds of members of the community, from state senators to city officials to local business owners. Each was grateful for both Bowden and the Black History Committee for making sure the community's heritage is not forgotten.
This is about history. If a people don't have a knowledge of their past, they can't know where they're going in the future. So it is great when we get together like this and share the past so that young people can learn what has been done and what can be done.
This event is an opportunity to celebrate the African-American history in Tampa and to get everybody together to celebrate the 25th anniversary of this event.
It's something that all of us can get together and share, because we all are diversified and we all are scattered out now. We used to be in a neighborhood. But it's a village now.
To educate our young people so they'll know the struggle that we've been through and to keep the struggle going forward.
A lot of doors have been opened. We still have some more to open, but we can look at our President Barack Obama and see that sky's the limit.
Well, it's basically celebrating a long history that the Black communities have, and also education and bringing forth all that Black people have been through.
It is important to the African-American community because history is important to the African-American community. We are history. And too often, unfortunately, our children and our children's children do not know the history that we are.
The City of Tampa Black History Committee will host the Library History Roadshow featuring the Harlem Library on February 23rd. That event will be open from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at 1505 Nebraska Avenue in Tampa. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.